One of the few areas where there is significant overlap between buy versus build in the world of IoT requirements is device management. When you put devices into the field, a couple of things change. First, you lose easy physical access to the devices. If they're mounted, as they frequently are, in ceilings or crawl spaces, it takes a professional to get to them. This puts a premium on robust remote management of devices. You need to be able to keep track of devices, monitor their status, remotely update them, and power cycle them when necessary. That's the minimum, and none of that stuff is necessarily trivial. Second, when you put devices in the field, you expose them to conditions that are often much more variable and challenging than when they live in a controlled IT environment. For compute devices, you'll encounter power limitations, temperature variability, and even the risks of intentional and accidental tampering. Devices that are out of reach may not be as big a worry, but anything parked where someone can touch it will, sooner or later, be touched, and worse. Finally, you open up a whole new can of security worms. I'll talk about that in my next minute in more detail. If you're using purpose-built devices, management should come with them. If you're evaluating solutions, the quality of their management system ought to be a major evaluation factor. It really does matter. If you're going the edge-based compute route, device management is your responsibility. Fortunately, there are some buy options available here, with solutions ranging from major cloud providers and companies like Balena that are worth considering. The one mistake you absolutely should not make: ignoring device management until you have devices in the field.